This is Jay Sekulow. While U.S. Marines fight for freedom around the world, we need to fight for the Marines and their ability to keep a cross memorial at Camp Pendleton.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, an atheist group now targeting a memorial for our fallen Marines. These two makeshift crosses on the grounds of Camp Pendleton were built by seven Marines to honor their fallen comrades. Now an atheist group is threatening to file a lawsuit if that memorial is not removed.
Karen Mendoza's husband was one of seven Marines who originally planted a cross here back in 2003. Of those original seven, three have since been killed in action, including Karen's husband, Ray.
He would want the cross to stay, not for himself, not for the original seven, but for the Marines that are still grieving the loss of their brothers that were killed on the war on terror.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Several atheist groups have filed complaints with the Marine Corps and threatened lawsuits arguing the crosses are a religious symbol and violate the separation of church and state.
This Christian cross, you know, needs to go to a private Christian installation. And we need to stick to things that honor everyone equally and maintain neutrality towards government.
It's a symbol of sacrifice, regardless of what you think, pray, like, or don't like.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast, and we're glad our television audience is with us here today. And by the way, we'll have a little bit of this behind the scenes here in our studios up for you on the web this afternoon. Let me tell you what's going on. We are about, it looks like, within the next 2 weeks, we're getting a decision from the commanding officer of the Marine Corps base in Camp Pendleton. Here's what we have. Planted atop a remote section of Camp Pendleton, and for those that are watching on television right now, you're actually seeing it, are two crosses. They've been in place for about 10 years. They were originally erected back in 2003 by seven Marines. They actually physically walked up this very rugged terrain to plant those crosses as a memorial site. By the way, three of those Marines have now been died in action, killed in action. So this is taking on real serious connotations. Here's what's happened. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation, that's Mikey Weinstein's group, as well as a Free Thinkers group, has demanded that these crosses be removed, these symbols of sacrifice be removed. And we are fighting back aggressively. In fact, we had about 44,000 of you contact us the last time we talked about this to sign on to a letter that we sent back in November to the commandant, the commanding officer of Camp Pendleton. Now it's taking on a new urgency because we are just weeks away from a decision. Now, depending on how that decision goes, we're going to either find ourselves in court or we're going to find ourselves in a situation where we're defending the decision for the cross to stay in place. So one way or another, this has got some real potential for litigation here. But this is a very important symbolic message. It is a symbol of hope. And, Jordan, it's getting the attention of people in Washington, D.C. right now.
That's absolutely right, and that's because we see this constantly under attack now. Crosses, these symbols of sacrifice all over the world in our military bases that come under attack, whether it's a base in Afghanistan or now here at Camp Pendleton. After years of them being up, people dying who put up the second cross, killed in action, dying for our country, making the ultimate sacrifice, and their family members, their wives, are having to go on TV to defend a cross. That's the point we've gotten to in the United States of America, that a killed Marine, someone who gave their life for freedom, his wife has to then go back on TV a couple years later and defend a cross, a wooden cross, yep. As if here in Washington, that's something new. When we look at it, Arlington National Cemetery or every single government building here that has a religious inscription, this is, again, that rise of the radical atheists who are ready to just wipe out any remnant of our Judeo-Christian heritage. Right. Even though this has been a memorial site for a long time, Dad.
Folks, absolutely, almost 10 years. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play very quickly. Karen Mendoza, wife of a fallen Marine, number 13. Here's what she had to say about this cross staying.
He would want the cross to stay, not for himself, not for the original seven, but for the Marines that are still grieving the loss of their brothers that were killed on the war on terror.
All right, we've got to help Karen Mendoza. We've got to help those Marines keep that cross in place, and this is where I need your help. We're getting a decision very soon. You go to your phone, sign on to this letter, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Call now.
A decision could come any day. News reports indicate that the U.S. Marine Corps is poised to announce its decision whether to keep in place two memorial crosses at Camp Pendleton or succumb to pressure by an atheist group and remove them. Last fall, we heard from 45,000 Americans who urged top military officials to keep the crosses in place, crosses that were raised by several Marines to honor their fallen comrades, several of whom themselves were later killed serving in Iraq. An atheist group is threatening a lawsuit unless the crosses are removed, calling the memorial an exploitation of military service that sends a message of exclusion. Stand with the ACLJ now. Add your name to our petition. With the decision likely to come very soon, there's still time to make a difference. Tell the military that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Broadcast, everyone. Two 13-foot crosses stand 3,000 feet above sea level in the northwest corner of Camp Pendleton in California on Marine Base near San Diego. It is now being challenged by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation as something that is violating church-state separation. It was placed there by seven Marines, many of which, three of which have now been killed in action. The ones that actually put the cross in place are now have been killed in action. One of the widows has spoken very directly about this. Karen Mendoza, her husband, was one of the individuals that placed the cross in place. Here's what she said, number five, and then I want you to take some direct action here, folks.
It's a symbol of sacrifice, regardless of what you think, pray, like, or don't like.
And here's what the Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers had to say in response, number eight.
This Christian cross, you know, needs to go to a private Christian installation. And we need to stick to things that honor everyone equally and maintain neutrality towards government.
All right, folks, we are fighting back very aggressively here. We're expecting a decision in the next 2 weeks. We sent out a letter on November 18th, which about 50,000 of you signed, to the commanding officer of the Marine Corps base in Camp Pendleton, arguing why it is constitutional for those memorial crosses to stay in place. But here's the challenge. We are now expecting a decision literally in the next 2 weeks. So we want to send a follow-up letter with many more signatures. I want you to go to your phones or go to aclj.org. It's a very simple petition to protect the cross, and this is what it says. It says to President Obama, to the Secretary of Defense, it'll also go to the commanding officer. Our men and women serving in the military make tremendous sacrifices. They put their lives on the line to defend freedoms that our Constitution ensures. The cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. In fact, according to a recent Supreme Court decision, the Constitution forbids the type of relentless and all-pervasive attempts to exclude a religion from every aspect of public life. The cross, a historic symbol of sacrifice, must remain. And there's two crosses here, again, 3,000 feet above sea level. Here's what I need you to do. I need everybody that's listening to us right now to go to aclj.org. You can sign the petition online there. That'll be included with the letters. So that's aclj.org, or go to your phones. I want you to shut these phone lines down, folks. I want to get up to 100,000 signatures. We're about halfway there. You go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org in order to engage this issue. You can sign the letter, the petition, right there at aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take a stand for those Marines that are standing around the globe for us. Jordan, let's also go right to the phones.
John's calling in from Wisconsin on line one with a question the atheists don't like us to ever answer, and they don't like telling the truth about. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, John. John, you're on the air.
John's not there. Yeah, let's go to Nick calling from New York on line six. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. Here's what I believe. What do atheists care about church and state? They're atheists. So I believe that the problem here is they're so convicted there's a God, that there is God, they want to cover it up. That's what I believe.
Well, they are very clear what they want, they want that cross removed. Let me play for you again what the Jason Torfey's Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers, here's what he said, number eight.
This Christian cross, you know, needs to go to a private Christian installation. And we need to stick to things that honor everyone equally and maintain neutrality towards government.
Here's the problem. The cross is known as a symbol of sacrifice. Jordan's in Washington, D.C. right now. There's a lot of cross symbolism in our nation's capital, including Arlington Cemetery. According to these atheists, it would be inappropriate to have crosses there as well. And there's, by the way, not just the individual crosses marking the gravesites of the fallen soldiers that served our country so valiantly, but there are symbols throughout the whole Washington, D.C. area that include crosses and as medals of honor. I mean, there's a lot there, and this is an attempt to eviscerate every reference to any kind of symbolic faith in our nation's heritage. That's what's really at play here.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want the cross to be the symbol of sacrifice. Now, it's been the symbol of sacrifice long before any of these atheists who are currently challenging it were even born, long before really the founding of our own country. This has always been a symbol of sacrifice when people came, when they gave an honor, when they left a marking. This is what they left. It was a cross. It was a symbol that those coming from Western Europe left. We inherited that tradition, and that's why at our cemeteries, and if you look at anywhere across the globe, it's Western Europe to the United States, if you go to government buildings, if you go to places, whether it's public or private, you see inscriptions of biblical inscriptions, not because everyone is a Christian, but because that's part of our heritage. And, Dad, what they don't tell you that none of these atheists ever wanted to tell until it's now come out more clearly is that at this site, which is a site that people hike up to leave rocks, stones that they carry to symbolize the burden and the sacrifice of giving the ultimate sacrifice for your country for freedom, family members make this very tough hike up this hill that overlooks Camp Pendleton that's on the base. But that there's other symbols there of remembrance. People just leave things.
Right.
So if you leave a cross, you leave a cross. Other people may leave a prayer, a Jewish prayer. Or someone said maybe a Buddhist prayer tacked to a tree nearby or left under a stone. Or someone's favorite, something that remembers them. That's what's at this site. It's not just two crosses and nothing else. It's not some worship center.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear from you. Is it important for that cross to stay in place? Why are the atheist groups attacking it so aggressively? Well, Karen Mendoza, the wife of a fallen Marine who put those crosses in place as part of the symbolism there, she made this statement, number 10. Listen to it very, very carefully.
The cross is very important, not only to my personal family, but to my entire Marine Corps family and all over the world.
And so when you heard that this group, this atheist group, wants to take it down, what were your thoughts?
I was sad to hear that this group that claims to be American could not give this little sign of respect to our service members.
This little sign of respect to our service members. That's from the wife of a fallen Marine. Now, the least we could do is notify Camp Pendleton of the legal issues that, in fact, the cross symbolism is legal, and the least you can do is join with us. Now, we're at about 48,000 people that have signed on to this so far. I need to get to 100,000 by the end of this week, which means I need to hear from you to stand with these Marines and their families for the symbol of memorial. You go to ACLJ.org or you call right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Have your voice heard right now. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go right back to them. George calling in from California on line four. George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, George.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for the wonderful job that you're doing.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question, comment, sort of. I don't know if people are aware of where the term separation of church and state came from.
That was the letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptists. It is not in our Constitution. It has been misconstrued by courts, but it is not what the Constitution allows for, neutrality and respect of religion, but it's certainly been turned upside down by some court decisions.
My understanding was that the reason that term came out it was because the government wanted to take money from the church and, you know, as taxes, and the church was already helping the poor.
That's correct. That's the reason they give tax exemption. And Jefferson said, we don't want government interference with the church. But, you know, that's not what's at play here. I mean, I want to be very clear, folks, at what's going on here. This is a memorial site put in there voluntarily by a variety of Marines, seven Marines. It's been around almost 10 years. A portion of them had burned at one time. They reestablished it. Three of those Marines are now deceased, killed in action. They were killed in action serving our country for freedom. This is a symbol of their sacrifice. As Jordan said, there's a lot of other symbolism there. Why is it that these atheist groups want this removed? Because any symbol that has any reference at all to religion, in their mind, has to go. So their tolerance for anything like what we're talking about here is zero. They talk about tolerance, but they're absolutely intolerant. And that's really the nature of this. And, Jordan, we've got congressional action on this as well, as a lot of the folks and a lot of members of Congress and the Prayer Caucus and others are really looking at this.
Well, I think that's why you've seen the Marine Corps. It's taken a long time on this decision. Now they're saying in the next couple of weeks, at the most, you know, 2 weeks away. That was of last week. But I think that's why. They've got attention on them. They've got threats of lawsuits coming from the atheist groups. But I think they need to realize that there could be threats of lawsuits coming from the other side as well.
Right.
Just because these atheists act like, for one, it's not like they could not put some kind of something there. I mean, other people leave things there. It's almost like a ground where if you make the hike up, you kind of put it there. The crosses, of course, are very important. But, again, three of the seven people who put the original crosses up. I just want everyone to comprehend this as we go into the break. Three of the original seven in 2003 were killed in action serving our country in Afghanistan. They died for our freedom. Let's fight for this cross.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now or ACLJ.org, a very easy way to do it. Like I said, I want to get to 100,000. We're halfway there. I need to hear from you. ACLJ.org or call right now. Let's stand up for these Marines and their families. 1-877-989-2255. Again, that number is 877-989-2255. Now, you're signing on to a petition that's going to the Marines, going to the President, going to the Department of Defense for this cross to stay, these crosses to stay in place. Again, 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. But, folks, we need to take direct action now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. A decision could come any day. News reports indicate that the U.S. Marine Corps is poised to announce its decision whether to keep in place two memorial crosses at Camp Pendleton or succumb to pressure by an atheist group and remove them. Last fall, we heard from 45,000 Americans who urged top military officials to keep the crosses in place, crosses that were raised by several Marines to honor their fallen comrades, several of whom themselves were later killed serving in Iraq. An atheist group is threatening a lawsuit unless the crosses are removed, calling the memorial an exploitation of military service that sends a message of exclusion. Stand with the ACLJ now. Add your name to our petition. With the decision likely to come very soon, there's still time to make a difference. Tell the military that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring.
All right, so the wife of a fallen Marine has really made a statement that is affecting a lot of people, and that's because we're expecting a decision in the next 2 weeks from the commanding officer of the Marine Corps base at Camp Pendleton about these crosses. For our television audience, you're seeing it right now. Let me play for you what Karen Mendoza, the wife of one of the fallen Marines who actually put the crosses in place, had to say, number four.
It's not a religious spot at all. It's a place for the Marines to grieve and to grow, to let go of their burdens, of what they have in their soul, so they can go back down that hill and back into battle and put their own lives on the line.
And can't we defend them? Can't we defend their memorial? Can't we take some action here? We're not going overseas fighting and having weapons aimed at us. But we can, we've got a weapon here, and it's a legal weapon, and that's we're going to have to use it. And that's the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ. We're responding to the Military Freedom for Religion Foundation, as well as these other atheist groups that are complaining about this cross. They want it down. We're getting a decision in 2 weeks. We need to take some direct action right now. So again, folks, I want to encourage you to go to your phones, speak out on this issue, add your name to this petition. We need to get to 100,000. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can go right to the website, easy to do, aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, Bernie calling California on line four. Bernie. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Bernie.
Hey, how you doing? Thank
Great.
You for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, mine's more of a comment than
okay.
a question. I served at Camp Pendleton, and just to clarify something, it's the commanding general of Marine Corps Base that will have to make the decision. And if he's any type of godly man, he'll keep the cross or the memorial there. You know, these people are just keep coming and coming. But you know what? You know, with our beliefs in our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, we're just going to fire back.
Well, you've got to listen, we're fighting back. Let me tell you what's happened exactly. Listen, I appreciate, Bernie, your service to our country. But let me tell you also that there's a colonel that's been delegated the task with this, and they're also relying on judge advocate generals. Here's the unique thing about the ACLJ. We've got JAG officers on staff at the ACLJ, captains that have served, a colonel. That was not a JAG officer, but was a colonel in the United States Army. Skip Ash, David French served as a captain in the Army. So, you know, they know what this is. We know the military legal system very well. In fact, one of our lawyers' father was a military judge, Jim Henderson's dad. So, folks, we know how to fight back. The question here is, are we going to do it? And that's where you come in. We've got the legal ammunition, but we just need more ammo in the billets, if you will. We need to have more available, and that means you. What we've got to do is tell the Marines 100,000 people are supporting a decision for those cross memorials to stay in place. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to get established here, and that's where you come in. And you could do that by adding your name at aclj.org or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Look, this topic is so important that Jordan's program is going to be dealing with this as well. So, and I'm going to be on as a guest on Jordan's program. If you want to keep calling and asking questions or give your comments, you keep calling us. We're going to be here for another full 30 minutes. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's get another call, but we will be continuing to take calls during the next
That's
30
right.
minutes.
Yeah, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Robert calling from Oklahoma on line two. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Taking my call.
Sure.
These atheists, I know they drive everybody crazy, but I think the legal argument for their separation of church and state should be if the church doesn't have any bearings in public, then why does the state have the right to rule on religion and anything?
Because they believe that any reference to religion in American public life or any symbol that has a religious connotation, although here it has, it's a symbol of sacrifice, the ultimate symbol of sacrifice, is off limits. They have a completely distorted view of how that works. And by the way, we've been saying four Marines have actually been killed that have put up this, out of the seven, four are now deceased because others are still in combat. So, folks, that's why we're fighting so aggressively. Again, Jordan said we're going to be taking your calls during the next 30 minutes, 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to get another call right now.
Jerry called in from Wisconsin with an opposing view. Jerry, Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry. It's a free country. We take opposing views. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I was an atheist in the military, and there's atheists who have fought and died.
Sure, absolutely.
I wouldn't want an atheist symbol at all on a military base because I know the atheist symbol wouldn't represent all people who are in the military who have fought for their country.
Jerry, what is an atheist symbol? The reason I'm asking that is actually at this cross site, there are, besides the cross, there are a lot of other symbolism. Medals, purple hearts, other things as well. What is their head sites? They have atheist sites at for instance, are at Arlington Cemetery, right, Jordan, in D.C.?
Yeah, I think it's the Adam they put, or there's some different symbols, but they do put that on your headstone if you want.
Yeah, so Jerry, what is the actual symbol there?
Yeah, as he said, the Adam is...
Okay.
Symbol,
yeah.
Also like a scarlet A symbol,
yeah.
Which is really cool. So I wouldn't, as I said, I wouldn't want that symbol because the people who fought for our country, they wouldn't be represented by it.
But see, here's where we differ, and I'm glad you called in because if the atheists want to have a memorial to their fallen soldiers that were atheists, let them do it. Why not let them put something there? I don't think, Jordan, that would be a big deal. If they want to make the hike, let them do it. That's what I say.
Everybody else has left stuff there. I mean, that's why I think there's a lot in the military, Jerry, who are kind of shaking their heads at this because they know there's some things at this site that a lot of us probably wouldn't like, but that kind of, that you know, they think this is a way to honor their friend. It's something that they really like, something they really enjoyed. It's not all religious. I'll put it that way. Don't have to go further. But nothing is stopping anybody else from doing it. People carry up huge rocks as a symbol of sacrifice for their friends because the hike is so difficult. So I don't know, maybe atheists are worried about backlash. That's their own problem, though, because no one has said you can't put anything there because everybody puts things there. In fact, one of the military members said that there's probably is a something for Buddhists there. There's probably somebody who's tacked a note in another language and that you see all this there. Journalists have made the hike before. I encourage people to look into those articles because it does shed light on what we're really talking
about.
I'm
going to get on tomorrow's broadcast. Let's get David French and Skip Ash available. Both of them served in the military. David still is serving, and we'll get their position as well. Folks, what we want to do is this. Jordan's program is going to be live, and we're going to be covering this topic. So if you want to make a call, I'm going to be the guest on his program. It's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, we've heard from between the internet and the phones today about 800 of you. I need to get that way up, and I'm sure we will by the end of the day. If you want to stand with these officers, if you want to stand with these enlisted men in the Marines and fight for this cross and fight for the symbolism it represents, if you want to fight for the spouses that are surviving after this, and let me just say again, I'm going to play this for you. Number 13, this is Karen Mendoza, wife of a fallen Marine. Take a listen to this, and then I'm going to have you take action.
He would want the cross to stay not for himself, not for the original seven, but for the Marines that are still grieving the loss of their brothers that were killed on the war on terror.
On November 18th, I sent a letter to the Marines about this. We're going to update that letter. At that time, we had 44,000 signatures. We want to get to 100,000 folks. You go to ACLJ.org right now, and you sign on to this petition supporting this cross, supporting the Marines, ACLJ.org, or you call us right now. There's no time to waste. 1-877-989-2255. Now, time is of the essence because we're expecting a decision in the next couple of weeks here. 1-877-989-2255. Again, that's 877-989-2255. Urging the Marines to keep that cross memorial in place. You can also go to ACLJ.org, again, at the website ACLJ.org, or call us at 877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org. God bless
the U.S. If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.